Hey movie fans, I'm Nase DeSanders of Borrowing Tape, and I'm here with Julia Civic, the director of The Affair, a drama about the relationship between two women in an extravagant home in the 1930s. Julius, thanks so much for being here.
Thank you for having me.
So this film is based on the novel The Glass Room by Simon Maurer. Were you familiar with the source material before being brought on this project?
Oh yeah, absolutely. I mean, we were shooting another movie with the same producer who produced The Affair. Mm-hmm. And at some point he came to me with this book, which I immediately fell in love with because it had, apart from a wonderful story, it had an extremely original element of a love affair, which should be secret, taking place in a house made out of glass. And I thought, this is an interesting conflict. How do you keep a secret in a place which is made out of glass? How do you go on like that? And like, I immediately thought that apart from a fantastic love story, which this was, there was a nice metaphor to the movie that will help me build the film on both a great story and a great underlining theme.
Yeah, absolutely. So that jumps right into my next question. The home in this film played such a major role, both visually and to the story, like you say. So did you play a hand in location scouting and set design?
Yeah, of course. I mean, I'd like to be involved in everything because, you know, everything becomes on screen. Comes on screen at some point. So, but this house is a real location. This is actually a UNESCO protected house, which was built about 100 years ago. And it was, now it belongs to the country as a historical element. So we actually had to shoot in a real sacred place, which wasn't an original. We didn't build much for this movie.
Wow, that's awesome. So what, when you were looking for the house, what specifically were you looking for?
The story by Simon Maurer is written specifically for this house. He travels a lot.
Oh,
and
wow.
For this particular house, yeah. And he travels a lot. And, you know, one day he came to this place, which is a smaller town near Vienna. It's in Czechoslovakia, just across the border. And because the place has this Mies van der Rohe built house, which was built in 1929, and it's still part of UNESCO heritage, the World Heritage. And he wrote a story that takes place there. So we didn't have to scout. We just had to go into this particular house and find a way how to shoot in there.
Wow, that's amazing. So this film takes place in the 1930s. What kind of research goes into ensuring historical accuracy?
I mean, you always have to do a lot of research. I mean, the movie travels between periods as well, not only 1930s, it takes place in the 40s and a little bit in the 60s. And so I had to obviously go a lot into the history of that part of the country during those times. And there's a lot of it because over the years, it's a love story, but it has to happen. Battle itself through time. And through time of the 30s and 40s and then 60s, there were three different regimes actually ruling in that place. So you come from a democracy, then you fall into Second World War, and then you emerge in a communist regime, which took over after the Second World War. So there was a lot to study, and there was a link that we had to find what was the background that would affect a female two women love story at that time. And in the 30s, it was more open, but yet there was a lot of convention. And then in the 40s, it was banned and the characters were, you know, set apart. And in the next period, in the period of communism, was also banned. So these two women had to find a way how to keep their love, how to be together, even though they had to face so many obstacles. And that was amazing. And that was, the research was also about how a female love story would have worked in those times.
Yeah, absolutely. It's amazing. So speaking of those two women, at the helm of this film are two well-known and respected actors, Carice Van Houten and Hannah Ahlstrom. Could you tell us a bit about your experience working with them?
The experience was 100% amazing. Carice was the first casted for this movie. And you know, the character of Hannah that Carice plays is kind of a shark, kind of a person that is a little bit dark, a little bit more brave than everyone else in this movie. And she's ready to stand up for herself and being a fighter. So when she falls in love, it means a lot and she wants to keep it. And Carice was extremely perfect for this part. To me, she embodies those qualities. And when I was so happy when we casted her, because you know, it's always great if you can, obviously it's my pleasure and it's great to work with a fantastic actress, but also when it matches with the role so perfectly. And same was with Hannah Ahlstrom, who plays the character of Liesl, because the character of Liesl is a little more fragile, a little bit more solemn, and she needs to also be encouraged, but she's also very brave, but in a different way. And I think the chemistry between these two characters and between Hannah Ahlstrom and Carice was amazing, and it really carries this entire movie. And for a director, this is a gift, and it was a fantastic opportunity, a fantastic time that we spent together.
Yeah, it really showed on screen. Was it always going to be these two playing the lead roles, or did you have other people in mind originally?
I had no one else in mind than Carice to play the lead. From the first moment on, producer came with the idea actually to me, and I immediately said yes. I thought it was the perfect idea. We had a little bit of casting with the role of Hannah, but when I met with the role of Liesl, but when I met with Hannah Ahlstrom, I was impressed immediately. And I think the character's heart and the way she was very, I think she was perfect for the part. And that's always something that makes the movie come alive.
It's so wonderful when it works out like that.
Yeah, it was special. And, you know, we could have decided very freely. And you know, it was, we were intact with the producer on it. And you know, everyone who would ever watch this movie thought that the casting was great and the characters really have a chemistry between one another.
That's great. So could you tell us a little bit about working with cinematographer Martin Sterba?
This movie was a challenge for a cinematographer, and because you shoot in a real location, so you can't really influence it that much. And especially in this case, you're shooting in a location which is mostly made out of glass. It's huge glass panels that go over 4 meters height. And actually, before the architect finished the building, he decided to make everything 25% bigger than was what was on the original plan. So you have huge high ceilings. You have everything is just out of proportion in this house. And out of proportion are also the reflections. So as a cinematographer, you always have to think about reflections and how to use them versus how unpleasant they can be for the screen. But you know, we made a movie before with Martin, and we work very well together. He's shot, I'd say, maybe 100 movies. He's extremely experienced and extremely focused on what he's doing. And I think this was a challenge for him, so it made him happy to try something new.
That's great. Yeah, I hadn't even considered the reflections because yeah, there's nothing but glass. But I think it came out really great. And seeing the trees and everything outside the windows made all the difference. It was so beautiful.
Thank you. I mean, it was the architect's original idea. It was that we're talking about 1920s, basically, when Mies van der Rohe, who's today, a treasured, a jewel of architecture, came with the idea that we should open up the walls and open our souls and open our secrets and open our thinking in when it comes to architecture. So the idea after the First War, basically, and those empires that preceded was, let's tear down the walls. Let's create a space that today we see in every second building, is that let's connect the rooms so that we are all together, but at the same time, each has a privacy. It was a revolution in architecture. And putting something like that on screen is always a challenge, and it's always wonderful if, and I think Martin just got this right without making it pompous. He made it very livable, I would say.
Oh, definitely. So which films or directors have influenced you as a filmmaker, but also the film, The Affair?
Oh, I'm a film buff as well. For this movie specifically, you can say, because one sees so many movies and you remember this and you remember that, and there's a lot of great movies. I mean, some fun, maybe you can think even of the Kurt scene in Apocalypse Now in the end, when it comes to architecture and lighting and things like that, how the space influences our thinking in real life as people, because there's such thing as an architecture of happiness or architecture of sadness. And for this film, the references are there. I just spoke to somebody and they mentioned that the airplane scene looks a little bit like in Casablanca, which was not the intention, but it looks like it was there was a reference. So sometimes maybe as a director, you have these images in your mind that you didn't even probably exactly know when they come from, but you have them, and then they become your influence. So there was a lot more there, a little bit of Asian movies as well, which are always kind of part of my heart. So all kinds of influences, modernist films and films that takes place in a landscape of mind, it's called. So when the space actually creates a little more than a place to happen, that the story happens, but also influence the story as it happens. So all those references are in this movie, and it's a very visual movie as well.
Oh, definitely. It's definitely, a very visual movie. I also thought of Casablanca during that scene.
Oh, I never thought about it when I was shooting it. I knew I'm in a different scene, which takes place underwater. I thought about a movie, but in this particular scene in the airport, when basically the family falls apart, and it's a very dramatic scene. It's more about the plane, really, I think, and a little bit about the sense that whatever we do here in the airport and when we get on or off the plane is going to change our life, whether we get on or not. And I think in that respect, a resemblance there.
Absolutely. So I have one more question for you, then I'll let you go. Do you have any upcoming projects, anything that you're currently working on that you can tell us about?
Yes, I'm working on a new thriller with a very original concept and very original idea. And I'm all into that development right now.
Awesome. Well, we'll look forward to it.
Yeah, absolutely.
Thanks so much for speaking with us today, Julius.
Thank you so much for having me, and have a great day.
Thank you, too.